The city has changed surprisingly little, and there's a lot of things you'll recognize anyone who's been to Venice. In the foreground and right above the god Neptune is the famous Piazza di San Marco, where you see the Ducal Palace here on the right and then the bell tower. This is the political hub of the city. And it's very interesting in Jacopo de Barbieri's view, the Campanile is under construction. So the roof of it, you don't have the peaked roof that you're used to seeing on a bell tower, but there's actually scaffolding there. And he's manipulated the pavement slightly just below the clock, because the clock tower was just completed while he's working on this map, so he probably had to make a change there. Then go north to the Rialto Bridge, the only bridge that crosses the Grand Canal. This area of Venice marks the commercial center, the financial center of the city. This is where various merchants from all over the world, this is all happens right in the area of the Rialto. Along the Grand Canal, especially from the Rialto Bridge down to the basin, it's lined with all the beautiful palazzi of the most wealthy Venetian families. In these palazzos along the Grand Canal, that they would run their business on the ground floor where the boats could come in, and then on the upper floors they resided. East side of the city, you'll see an enormous shipyard, probably the greatest shipyard in the world at this time. And you'll see this is in the era before dry docking, so they have a ship careened to fix the bottom of it. This is where the enormous galleys that were used as both battleships and merchant ships were constructed. Venice was a very cosmopolitan city. People from all over the world resided there, and it's a hinge between sort of the Eastern Mediterranean and the West. This is visible in the very fabric of the city. You can see this influence on the architecture of the city, the Doge's Palace, something that Italians are famous for now, the cafes. The cafes in Venice were reportedly modeled on coffee houses in Constantinople. On the left side of the map, you'll see that the buildings get very small and it's very compressed. And actually, this is an area of the city where more of the low-income housing was. But even taking that into account, you'll see that it gets very crowded. It's almost like the artist ran out of room. Deborah Howard, the scholar, suggested that actually this is a purposeful manipulation by the artist to create a dolphin shape for the entire city of Venice. In order to get this illusion of a dolphin's mouth, he had to compress the city there. And then when you look back, it really does look like a dolphin, which was something that the Venetians identified themselves with as a creature of the sea.
Press the red button for more on the origins of Venice. Press the yellow button to join Robert Stevens, founder of the Geek Squad and chief technology officer at Best Buy, as he talks about new ways to look at Barbieri's map of Venice in light of today's technology.